truth. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray for Glenn on the Glenn Beck program. Jeffy's here as well. 888-727-BECK. 888-727-BECK. And by the way, you can catch my show immediately following this one on the Blaze Radio and Television Network, Monday through Friday, noon Eastern, 11 Central. 888-727-BECK. We just lost three Special Forces fighters, some Green Beret in Nigeria in an ambush. Three were killed, two were wounded in an ambush in Niger while on a training mission with troops from that nation in northwestern Africa. And you might be thinking, as I am, what are we doing in Niger? What? We've got four special forces in Niger?
Yeah.
Is there any country where we haven't deployed U.S. military forces? Is there anything? Is there any place we don't belong? Is there any place that maybe we shouldn't be? Maybe we could... Wow. I mean, we are just intervening everywhere. Now, I know they have serious problems with Al-Qaeda and Islamic Maghreb. It's an affiliate of Al-Qaeda.
Boko Haram is in that neck of the woods.
Yes. Yes. But... is this really what we want to do? Do we want special forces? Do we want military personnel in every country on Earth? I don't think so. I don't anyway. Is that what we should be doing? Maybe we should revisit this. When did Congress agree to send troops to Niger? Maybe they have and I missed it. I don't know.
This was a training mission, right? They're helping the government train to combat terrorism.
Yes, but they're troops. They're American troops on a foreign soil. And usually when you're going into battle conditions like this, and obviously there are battles going on, usually that requires some kind of okay from the American people or their representatives. I don't remember doing that. So it just kind of leads to the question, is there any place we're not? Should we be everywhere? I mean, we're like chicken men now. We're everywhere. 888-727-BECK. Also, Nancy Pelosi was confronted by a concerned citizen yesterday on CNN about guns and gun ownership. And
powerful is the word you're looking for?
Powerful, yes. Yes,
powerful?
She gave just a powerful response.
That's what I thought.
See what you think of this response.
How does rendering me defenseless, me meaning a law-abiding citizen, by taking away my ability to defend myself in the manner in which I believe I should be able to choose to, where I want to, how does rendering me defenseless protect anybody else from a violent crime?
Well, let me be a consolation to you. No one is advocating that. We're not talking about taking guns away from people. What we're talking about
is
to make sure that people who have guns register and that there are background checks on that.
There are background checks. I went through one when I bought my AR-15 and when I bought a handgun. I went through we have background checks. They act like there's never been a background check on anybody.
I'm pretty sure.
Almost everyone has gone through a background check to buy a gun.
Sure.
And they always say this, all we want are background checks. Well, we have that.
Prevent other people from being in harm's way. But no one is questioning your right to have a gun or to eliminate your safety.
Okay, that's just not true. That's just a lie.
That's not what she said.
A lot of people are advocating that we take guns away from people.
Yes, a lot of
people are advocating that we ban guns. And... the right shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Second Amendment wording, not mine. So you keep bringing this up and you keep avoiding discussing the right not being infringed by saying it's common sense. Well, no, it isn't. No, it isn't common sense. Okay? It's unconstitutional what you're talking about doing.
While they're infringing?
While they're infringing. I'm not talking about the Second Amendment. I'm just talking about common sense.
Common sense.
Nobody's talking about the Second Amendment.
Don't be stupid.
They know they have to say that because if you were to poll the American people, you know, it'd be easily 80, 85% of Americans would want the Constitution upheld.
Yes.
I hope it's that high still.
Don't take that poll. Don't take that poll.
Maybe we don't want anybody to take that poll. But the American people still believe in the United States Constitution. And that's why they always say, oh, I'm not talking about the Second Amendment. I never touched the Second Amendment.
That's the Constitution.
No, I'm just talking about common sense gun law. Okay, well, yeah, your common sense gun law, it's unconstitutional. So stop talking about it.
But she's not talking about it.
She's not talking about that. No.
She's talking about just
background checks.
She's talking about background checks,
which we already have.
Yeah, but she's talking about
background checks.
Background checks.
That's right. Background checks, and what was her other point? I've completely forgotten now what the other one.
Not at all. So hopefully that clarification, because that is part of the argument the other side used. Well, like, you're going to take away my... Nobody's taking away anybody's gun. What? All we're saying is you should have a background check.
Background.
And people,
yeah, we have that.
Responsible gun owners from the hills of Arizona to the duck blinds of Minnesota, all over, say... Uh-huh. We're all law-abiding. We have many guns. We have as many guns as he has.
Right.
But we have...
Hello. Yes, hello?
Background checks.
But we have...
Background checks.
Seriously, something's wrong with that.
Something is definitely wrong.
Say it again. Something's wrong with Nancy Pelosi.
Yes. I'm not sure what it is, but there is an issue.
Yeah, I think there's an issue.
And I mean, she's quoting the great line from the song "From the Hills of Arizona to the Duck Blinds
to the Shores of Tennessee
to the Duck Blinds of Minnesota." I mean, I was just humming that yesterday.
From the what's the name of that song? It's
Oh, Beautiful, right?
No, it's a patriotic song by the country singer. You don't know.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes, I do.
What's his face? Who performed he performed it at a rally for
Lee
America.
Greenwood, right?
Lee Greenwood.
Lee Greenwood song.
So
why can I've tried to put Lee Greenwood out of my mind.
Well, ever since that rally for America where Lee Greenwood wouldn't stop playing, in fact... Yeah, I think it was 2003 that the concert took place. He just wrapped it up 15 minutes ago.
I saw Lee Greenwood in a powerful performance.
Did you?
In Tampa, Florida. The music sound system was down. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
And so all he had was just a one-stand microphone that was working, and he performed.
You can't stop him from performing.
Yeah, and he performed.
You cannot stop Lee Greenwood. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He just keeps going. Tom in Nevada. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Doing good.
Good. Hey, I'm just calling. I was listening to the show there a little bit earlier, and you guys were reporting some information on the amount of guns that were found at the hotel room, and it was only 23 and not 42. I know it's trivial, but your numbers are a little bit skewed. They found more...
I don't think we said there were 42 in the hotel room. There were 42.
There were 42
between his home and the hotel room.
Yeah, and his home is 90 miles away. I mean, you guys are making just the way it sounds when you guys report it. You found 42 guns. It makes it all sound like there's 42 at the site, and there wasn't. So there were
enough to kill 58 people, whatever the number was. But I it's like you said. Kind of trivial because I don't even the number 42 hasn't come out of my mouth today, so I don't know where you're hearing that. Did it come out of yours, Jeffy? Are you saying 42 guns? Because don't if you're doing it, stop. Thanks, Tom. That's a good clarification. Ted in Ohio, you're on the Blaze. Hi, or the
hey,
Glenn Beck program.
Going,
hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I'm a Army veteran and a gun owner and a hunter, and I just. What is the argument against banning assault rifles? You can do everything. You can defend yourself. You can hunt with shotguns and pistols. And there's no doubt that if assault rifles weren't available, the nightclub and this concert, there wouldn't have been as many fatalities. There's just no doubt about it.
Well, let's let's investigate what the difference is between a hunting rifle and an assault rifle.
They're the same thing.
I mean, one of them looks mean, and the other has maybe a wooden stock to it, and the other has kind of a metallic one.
One of them's black.
They do the same thing. First of all, the Second Amendment, Ted, isn't about hunting. It's not about hunting. This has nothing to do with hunting, or very little to do with hunting. The point is, we are armed for a different reason than hunting. Do you understand that?
Yeah, but this argument is silly. There's no doubt that an AR-15 was designed to kill lots and lots of people very quickly. And my semi-automatic...
All guns are designed to kill. All guns are designed to kill. And they're designed to kill quickly. And you just pull the trigger and they kill. Every gun is designed that way. It doesn't kill you more dead than, say, a hunting rifle. I mean, I don't understand that line of thinking at all. Because, again, there's no but about this. It's not about hunting. It's about protecting ourselves from an oppressive government. That's what the Second Amendment is
for.
Do
we have that now? No.
But could we? Yes.
Possibly.
It could happen. And that's what the Second Amendment is for.
Why can't we have grenade launchers?
Well, I mean, if you want to get ridiculous, you can. But the Supreme Court has ruled that grenade launchers and those types of things aren't covered under the Second Amendment. So that's why. I mean, if we could use a little, I don't know, common sense, you can decipher the fact that you can have guns, but you can't have nuclear weapons.
Right. You have an AR-15, correct?
Yes, I do.
Is there any doubt in your mind that is designed, the way the recoil operates, the magazine, the cartridge, that is designed for nothing but killing people?
Well, what gun isn't designed for killing people? What gun?
I'll tell you what.
They're not potted plants. What is it going to do? Is it a cleaning utensil? They're all for killing. Right?
That argument is not saving lives. That argument is antiquated.
Your argument's not saving lives either.
Most definitely is.
Your argument, the gun is not the problem here. The people are the problem. The people are the problem.
They keep happening. We keep having this.
It's not working. We haven't had that argument yet. We haven't had that discussion. All we talk about are the guns. We're not talking about people. We're not talking about mental illness. We're not talking about heading off people like this guy. We're not talking about warning signs. We're not talking about any of these things. We're not talking about desensitizing people to human life. We're not talking about the abortion mill that kills 53 million people since 1973 and has desensitized us to human life. We're not talking about any of those things. It's always about the gun because they're designed for killing. Well, of course they're designed for killing. What are they supposed to do? You going to use it as a doorstop? No. I mean, that's silly. It's just nonsense.
Let me say one more thing. Tell me if I'm wrong. If you could only buy a 308 bolt action and not an AR-15, would there be as many people dead in Las Vegas and at the Pulse nightclub?
Most of those people were killed by handguns anyway. In mass shootings, most people are killed by handguns. So why aren't you going after the handgun, too? Because that's killing more people than a rifle. Rifles are involved in about 5% of the murders in this country, or less.
Didn't Las Vegas make it perfectly clear? Those were like 400 or 500 yard shots. He dumped.
Well, yeah, in this particular case, it was
so
obviously high powered
rifles.
Yes. Right. In this particular case.
And if he only had a bolt action, not as many people would be dead. I'm sorry.
Right. And if he fell asleep instead of staying awake, no one would have gotten shot.
And if we didn't have cars, he wouldn't have gotten there in time. It's kind of a silly. It's a silly argument. We have these things. So
the only person that's actually coming close to that argument is really, when you think about it, the sheriff, who's saying, come on, it's hard for him to realize that this person would have acted alone. And by getting that information, he's going to be able to look and see what they missed and hopefully catch the next person that's starting to go down the mass murderer road. Right. I mean, that's what we're hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need that information.
Yeah. It's it's amazing to me. I mean, it's guns. It's bolt action. If we went back to muskets, probably less people would be killed, too.
Well, yeah. I mean,
unless there was
42 of them.
888-727-BECK.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
It's Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn. He'll be back on Monday. 888-727-BECK. And then you can hear my show immediately following this on the Blaze Radio and Television Network. Our last caller with, if he had a bolt action, would there be less people dead? Yeah, but if we got to this guy before he snapped, there'd be nobody dead. And if there was a bolt action, why not go back to muskets? And if you go back to muskets, why not go back to swords? You know, when we were killing each other with rocks and sticks, you couldn't kill as many people. Let's go back to rocks and sticks. Good times. Those were good times.
Were they?
Before fire? Yeah, when you couldn't even get burned. Your house couldn't burn down. Of course, you didn't have a house, but, your cave couldn't burn down.
Well, you were lucky to have a cave.
How ridiculous do you want to get with this? And the rocket launcher thing is always, well, I guess should you be able to have a rocket launcher? Have a bazooka? Should you have a tank?
A libertarian answer would be yes, right? I mean, free market system would tell you yes.
But the Supreme Court actually ruled on that and came up with like a common sense line of delineation.
You don't want Bill next door with a nuke.
No, you don't.
But, no. I mean, so what if he did?
It might be bad if he did. Might
just
be
become
very
friends
bad.
With Bill and you're fine.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous about North Korea having nukes, and that's a sovereign nation.
It's not Bill.
Yeah.
The next door neighbor Bill.
Let alone Bill. 888-727 Beck. Let's go to Dorinda in New York. Hey Dorinda, you're on with Pat Gray.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm all for the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, due to blindness, I can no longer own a weapon because apparently they don't think I can aim at sound. But it's kind of scary being alone by myself 14 hours a day.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
You can't even get a shotgun?
No, because I'm legally blind. I can't have anything anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think in some states you can.
I would say that
because
some
states you can, but New York State you can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the only deterrent I have is a well-trained German Shepherd.
Okay.
That helps.
That does help, and hopefully you have a security system and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
But if there's somebody determined enough to break into my house, even after hearing my big girl barking. Who's to say that I can't protect her from this person anymore?
Right. Yeah. So you're completely dependent on law enforcement getting there in time if anything happens.
Yeah. And unfortunately, where I live, law enforcement is about five towns over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult. Although the left would say you shouldn't have a weapon of any kind because you're blind. Right.
Exactly.
And that's why they've banned that in New York, because the left is in control in New York. And
definitely. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Us hillbilly hicks up here, you know.
Appreciate the call. I hope you never have to count on the law enforcement five cities away.
No kidding.
888-727-BECK. Pat Gray and Jeffy for Glenn, who's back on Monday.
Glenn Beck. is the Glenn Beck Program.
Pat Gray for Glenn. Jeffy's here as well. 888-727-BECK. This, you know, it was inevitable as soon as the shooting happened that you won't even get people healed up in the hospital. You won't even get the victims transported anywhere before the screams of gun control begin. And then, as they're screaming about gun control, they'll say that we never have the discussion. We're afraid to have the conversation. What are you talking about? That's the only conversation we ever have.
They say that it's not time to get political after a shooting like this. This is exactly the time to get political, if you're us.
How many times have we heard that? Good heavens. Over and over and over. That's their thing now.
Sure is.
And the late night comedians, rather than doing comedy, which they're not that good at anyway, are just involved in gun control nonsense.
Right.
And then we're being lectured by these foreign talk show hosts like James Corden.
James Corden, yeah.
That's agonizing.
I like James Corden.
I like him too, but I don't like this.
Last night was the biggest mass shooting in United States history.
Guy can't even say United States.
That's a record that's been set twice in just the 2.5 years that I've been living in America.
Okay, maybe you should...
Here's another statistic.
Be quiet about it.
11,660 people have died from gun violence in the last 275 days in this country.
Okay, yeah, that includes suicides. That includes murders in Chicago and Baltimore and every city across the country. That includes everything. And they lump it all in with this kind of shooting. Mm-hmm. And it's just so disingenuous.
Now, I come from a place where we don't have shootings at this frequency, so it's hard for me to fathom.
Is it?
Is it, James?
We went through this on my show the other day on Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze Radio and Television Network, which you can hear immediately following this show. The disingenuous nonsense that comes out of Great Britain is pretty amazing, because in 1996, they banned guns. And afterward, the gun violent rate tripled. It didn't just up. It tripled.
No, you must be reading that wrong.
No, I'm not reading it wrong. And I've read it a lot of times. And it's the same every time. It tripled until about 2003 when it peaked. And then it went back to the levels. It kind of evened out a little bit.
Right.
And now it's at the same level as it was before the gun ban. So...
Huh.
Don't come to me and tell me that your gun ban has worked like a charm and you don't have any violence anymore, because you have the same amount you had before the gun ban. How is that possible? I don't know. Maybe people who disobey the murder laws also disobey the gun laws. Is that possible?
What?
I mean, it just kind of stands to reason, doesn't it? And I can't stand being lectured by these foreigners. Australians will do the same thing, and they had the exact situation Great Britain did. They had the same rate as well, and it went up immediately. Why? Because the bad guys don't care about your gun ban. That's why.
Huh.
It stands to reason, right?
And James, I do like a lot of your stuff, but you came over here 2.5 years ago to live here in the United States so that you could make your fortune.
Which he's doing. Yeah.
And so how about zip it?
Why don't you pick up Katy Perry at a street corner and sing with her for a few blocks?
And he has.
And why don't you do that? Yeah. And just
leave it at
stick
that?
To that.
Yeah.
Leave the lectures to American citizens to
please.
Somebody else.
Please.
Chris in Tennessee. Hi. You're on the Glenn Beck Program.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I just wanted to say, just thing that is real odd to me now, that everybody keeps on the left keeps talking about background checks, and that's the same thing that President Trump wanted with his extreme vetting, but they only want extreme vetting on a U.S. citizen.
Yes, isn't that the truth? That's a great point.
That is a tremendous
point. Yeah, they were screaming up and down about the extreme vetting. That was so insensitive, and it was profiling and all of those things. You're right. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Chris. Kathy in Missouri. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck Program.
Hi there. I just want to point out two things about this whole Facebook posting of how Australia is such a fine example of stronger rules, less gun crime. If you dig down deep into those reports that everyone's sharing, it states in there that the gun crime had already been reducing prior to these regulations being put in place. So everyone is just assuming causation when it's simple correlation.
Right.
And one other thing that they're not looking at is that Australia spends almost twice as much as America does, well, United States does, on mental health care. We spend about $119 per capita, and they spend about $220.
Wow. That is interesting. Maybe that's helping. Definitely.
I think it needs to be looked at, because any weapon is inert until there's a reason that you use it.
Yes, exactly right. Thanks for the call. If we looked at the people and we looked at mental illness and we treated it a little bit differently, took it a little more seriously, I think you'd find, because most of these are done by mentally ill people. Some of them are just done by thrill seekers. Some of them are done by evil people. But for the most part, I think it's people who are just out of their minds. Bradley in Louisiana, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good.
I heard a couple callers ago, you guys compared it to abortion, and it just got me thinking, other than abortion in America, what is the major genocide event that has occurred perpetuated by the American government?
Other than abortion?
Other than abortion.
I don't know.
The only thing that I can think, and I can understand how people want to say slavery, but that does not constitute... The murder and death that took place during slavery does not constitute genocide.
Right.
The only thing that's there is the American Indian. And the American Indian was outgunned. And the Second Amendment exists so that we as a people have equal opportunity to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government.
Right.
All over the world, you have governments that make it impossible, illegal, or difficult for its citizenship to defend itself. If we don't have assault weapons and the military does, we're going to be using sticks and stones 50 years down the road, 100 years down the road, whenever that might be. So I think the left is really confused here, especially if they think the government is run by white racist people that hate them. The last thing you would think they want to do is let go of the one thing they can defend themselves with.
Right. Well, but then the argument, Bradley, is, the government is too powerful and just having an AR-15 is not going to do any good. Well, that's just untrue. And when you look at a country like Afghanistan, who's defended themselves against huge powers like the Soviet Union and, I don't know, the United States of America, they've fought off major superpowers repeatedly. It's doable. If you just make life miserable for an occupying force or an oppressive force, you can eventually win. And that's been proven by many countries on this planet. So appreciate the call. Jonathan in Alabama. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Yes, sir. I was calling because I keep hearing people talk about the AR-15s, and everybody asks, why do you need such a gun to defend yourself? Mm-hmm. Well, the answer is because all these criminals have the same guns. And if I had a choice of fighting against a criminal with an Uzi or an AK-47 that's fully automatic, I would rather choose an AR-15 than a shotgun or a pistol.
Oh, for sure. Yes. And that's not even the point of the Second Amendment. And people don't like to hear it, but the point was to defend Americans so that Americans could defend themselves against an oppressive government. If it ever gets to that point, you're going to want to be armed with the best equipment you possibly can be. Now, it's not at that level, and nobody's claiming it is, but it could be, and that's what the founders were concerned with. They weren't concerned as much with hunting rights or defending yourself against a home invasion. They were talking about an oppressive government. And so that's what you've got to be thinking of when it comes to the Second Amendment. It's just our right to protect ourselves. And so are you going to protect yourself with a little handgun against the government's AR-15s? You're not going to get very far with that. Laura in Colorado, you're on the Blaze or the Glenn Beck program.
Hey, Blaze, Pat,
is my day job. Doing good.
Good, good. Thanks for having me on. I was really excited to hear that you were hosting today. So I'm basically curious what you guys think is an acceptable way of identifying these people that are mentally unstable, like James Paddock. And so that's like, what solutions can you guys pose? I don't have any to identify these guys to prevent them from getting these weapons. Because, I mean, we have to think about this. He was able to obtain 42 weapons. So obviously he came across as somewhat sane when he's buying these things.
Yeah, he did.
And, you know, and so what are we left with? Because we have to figure out some way to identify them. And I think that's going to infringe on some of our rights, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a really tough question. But it's one that we don't spend any time with. It's one that our leaders are not putting any thought to. And I honestly don't know what that solution is. I really don't. I just know that that's what we should be talking about and finding a solution for that. And in this guy's case, I don't even know that he was insane. I don't even know that it was mental illness. It may have just been pure, unadulterated evil. Because that's what it seems like.
We don't know. But, I mean, the girlfriend swears there was nothing setting off
any
alarms, right?
Right.
So where do you go from there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
And that's what makes it so difficult in a free society. Because, you know, if we're willing to give up our freedom for our security, as Benjamin Franklin said, we deserve neither. And we're going to lose both. So we have to decide somewhere along the way. There's got to be a good balance. And I think we've struck that balance as much as we can. But we just don't spend any time with the mental health issue. We don't talk about it at all. Because okay. every time this arises, it's all about the gun, right? It's all about the gun. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and I think, I mean, it seems like people are even hesitant to label that. Like, well, you know, if I have some kind of anxiety disorder, I should still be able to get a gun. I personally, and please don't blame me, but I think there are some disorders that absolutely, I don't think you need to have a gun. You know?
Well, like, yeah, if you're psychotic, probably shouldn't have a gun.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with identifying as people. But, yeah, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
And always appreciate you guys. You're mighty entertaining and obviously informative. So
thanks, Laura. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
888-727 Beck.
Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck.
Pat Gray and Jeffy here for Glenn. 888-727 Beck. I'm a little bothered by the brother of the mass killer from Las Vegas. If he killed 59 people,
right.
I'm not sure I'd be out on my driveway defending him to the media. I don't know. Maybe it's just normal. You love the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's your brother. You're not really defending him. You know what he did was a horrible thing. You're trying to figure out why, too, maybe, because you don't know, and you're just trying to have, look, he's my brother.
Who
he's
are you?
He's a good guy.
What kind of sick, twisted human being?
You just want people
so
to
you'd
know.
Be defending your brother like this guy is? Do you think,
hate,
like Eric Paddock?
I hate my brother. No, I wouldn't defend my brother at all. I wouldn't do that today. I mean, I can understand.
Yeah.
Look.
It's his family. And the girlfriend seems to be saying there was no sign of this, too.
And again, remember, I'm a believer that you do not have to talk to the press when they come to your home just because they have cameras there. So all of this stuff is null and void for me.
And in fact, it's strange that he's so willing to run out there and start talking to these guys.
Yes. I don't quite understand that.
And they kind of claimed on the first day that they were nervous about their own safety, that people were going to take it out on them. And yet he's out there every day talking to them. Well, you know, maybe this is a time to kind of lay low.
Let's pull it back in a little bit.
Yeah. Doug in Texas. Hi, you're on the Glenn Beck program.
Morning, guys. How
Morning.
Y'all doing?
Doing well.
I've got something nobody's covered yet. ATF and FBI dropped the ball on this guy.
How's that?
Well, every time you fill out, every time you buy a gun, you got to fill out 4473, that federal firearms form.
Yeah.
Now they call it in and tell them, you know, how many guns you're buying.
Right, but apparently there were no red flags on this guy, is what we've been hearing. Right. So
how do you fill out 42 forms and nobody catches it that you're stockpiling guns?
Well, you can. You can stockpile guns. You can buy a lot of guns in this country.
Yeah.
That's part of, you know, the Second Amendment.
And did he just mention 42?
I think he did.
I think he did.
I think he did. That other caller is going to be calling back.
Oh, no.
Glenn Beck.